This is Rochester Speaks. I'm John Gehring, joined by two very special people here who we'd had the pleasure here on Rochester Speaks to interact with in the past, and they do great work with the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Rochester. I'm joined by Annie Murphy, Senior Director of Philanthropic Relations, as well as Tiffany Carnival, who is the Senior Director of Corporate Relations and Community Engagement, and we're talking Casino Night, as well as the organization as a whole. And I've also had the pleasure to tour the house, too, and what a cool place it is. Annie, Tiffany, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Annie, let's talk a little bit for those who maybe don't know about what makes the Ronald McDonald House here in Rochester so special.
I love to start with that question. I think there's a lot of misconceptions about what we do at Ronald McDonald House and who we are and how we're funded. But our Westmoreland House here in Rochester was founded in 1990. It's currently a 24 ensuite room house with multiple living spaces for families and gathering spaces. And, you know, John, you've been here, and when you're here, you feel like you're in a house. So it's not a hotel, and it offers so much more to families. We provide their meals. We have a fully stocked pantry at all times. We provide transportation to and from the hospital, and really just a sense of community. And we have rock star program staff that is always supporting our families. And then we also have a house within the hospital, which is unique. There are other chapters that have this, but you'll find with us, we do a lot of innovative things. And our house within the hospital is over at Golisano Children's Hospital, and it's for our 7 most critical families. So these families really need to be just steps away from their little loved ones. And it, again, feels like a home. So it is a place to sleep, but it also has that community feel. We have an incredible staff over there. And we also provide meals and other things that those families need while they're there. We also have family rooms within our partnering hospitals. We partner with Rochester Regional Health and the University of Rochester Medical Center. A lot of people think that we're just aligned with Golisano, which I can understand why, but we really have very strong partnerships with both. Another thing that we always like to share is that there is a misconception that we're fully funded by McDonald's. And while McDonald's is a founding and forever partner, and we're very grateful for them, they currently fund, I think, about 10% of our operational budget. So we're very grateful. We have wonderful owner-operators, and the community rounding up is huge. But we really are founded through generosity of the community, through grants, individual donations, corporations. We're always looking for more community partners. We have some exciting new things coming up, but I think the most exciting thing coming up is our casino night next week, which is next Thursday.
And that's what we're looking most forward to here in the coming days as this airs, first weekend of November. I can't believe it, but here we are already. Tiffany, you've been planning the casino night for a while now, and now that it's almost already here, how does that feel?
It feels great. We are in the home stretch, and we are so very excited. This is a first-time event for us, so you know, we're learning as we go, but it's going to be a wonderful evening. We have partnered with Harrow East Ballroom, which that's the location of the event. We also partnered with Upstate Vegas Events, and they will be doing all of our casino tables. We have poker, roulette, blackjack, craps, whatever it's called. I'm not a gambler. This is fun for me. This could be new. But I guess this is the way you learn, right? This is how you should play. You know, good causes.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. So it should be a really great night. We're really excited to have those two really step up and know that this is a great event for the Ronald McDonald House.
It's for the community as well to chip in. And how can we do that? How can we get registered? And what can we expect while we're there?
So it's $75 a ticket per person. You can go right to our website, just Ronald McDonald House or rmhcrochester.org. We have an events tab at the top of our website. You would just click there. This is our last event of the year, so it's the only one, the only option. Even though I would like to make a little plug about our gala, it's April 12th of 2025, and it's going to be a great event. However, when you go to that tab on our website, that's where you can find the registration link and really all the details that you would need for the event. That $75 ticket includes heavy hors d'oeuvres, a complimentary $500 chip. So we're going to get you started to gamble, which is great. I think starting out with $500 is pretty good.
Yeah, for 75, that's really good.
Exactly. And then the first drink is on the house. So, you know, when you get there, it is a cash bar, but again, we'll cover that first drink for you. We actually had Annie has a great friend at Herman's farm. They have donated fried cakes for the night. So we'll have some dessert, some fried cakes and some coffee, which would be great because, I mean, it's local, first of all. And secondly, that's a community partner that, again, that stepped up to, you know, show their support and really kind of, I guess, add the sweetness to the night. So.
Sure. Yeah. And so the money raised here, where does that go? And how good can we feel about not only purchasing a ticket, but whatever other things that we end up purchasing that night to make the experience complete?
Sure. So all the funds will go to our operations. Those are all our programs. They said fund our programs. What Annie talked about earlier, you know, our Westmoreland house with those 24 families. The house within, again, seven more families that just need to be steps away, like Annie mentioned, our family rooms. I mean, there's a lot that we're a very unique chapter because we have all of those programs. That's what makes us so special. There's a need, and that's where we step in. And I think that that's really the community that partners with us to make that happen. We can't do it without the community, like Annie said. You know, that 90% is because of Rochester and the surrounding area and our families and our community partners, our organizations, corporations, foundations, really stepping up to understand that we need to keep these families close. They need to be together, especially during sometimes something very traumatic and unfortunate. So that's what the funding will go towards, is really all of, you know, Ronald McDonald House Charities and all of our programs. And it stays here. So let me just make that also very clear. All dollars raised in this area for our chapter stay right here for our house and our programs. We have a beautiful global mission. There are 367 chapters or houses around the world. But what I love is that whatever we raise gets to stay right here for our families here.
And part of the cool thing about this, too, is that businesses and corporate sponsors can step up, too, right? Annie, I know you're in charge of the philanthropic relations over there. Tell us a little bit about the opportunities for business owners, too, to step up and chip in.
We're always looking to partner with businesses, and Tiffany would probably be able to rattle off a little better than me the list of corporate sponsors for casino night. But we have so many other opportunities. We have corporate opportunities to sponsor a room. So one of the rooms where our families are staying, either Westmoreland House or the house within the hospital, you know, there's other sponsorship opportunities within the house. We're launching this really innovative new mobile unit that's an enhanced telehealth mobile unit for families with medically complex children. This is the first of its kind in the Ronald McDonald House global network. And our global entity really has its eyes on it because all of the chapters are supporting this really fragile population of children. These children have G-tubes, they're on ventilators. I mean, a lot of them, their home is literally like an ICU. So transporting these children is so challenging. So, you know, we're launching this unit. Right now we're fundraising for capital and operations for that. There's definitely naming opportunities there. We're launching a mental health program within our Westmoreland house that is, again, a really innovative new program. And corporate support is a big way for us to move these initiatives forward and also, you know, showcase the wonderful corporations in our community that are making these things possible. So we also have so many volunteer opportunities. That's a great thing, too. There's a lot of team building exercises for groups. Our Make a Meal program is very popular for groups, families, you know, Girl Scout troops. It's the groups come into our kitchen and it's a chef's kitchen. It's beautiful. It was, again, renovated about a year ago, thanks to the generosity of our community. And these groups come in and prepare a warm meal for our families every night of the week. We have a hot meal for our families every night of the week. Wow. And, you know, it's just so important for them. So, we are always looking for more community partners, corporate partners. foundation that would align with our mission of supporting families as a whole. So we consider what makes us unique is that while there's many organizations that are supporting children and sick children, which are very worthy and wonderful organizations, we are the only one that supports the entire family. It focuses on family-centered care. So if that sounds good to you.
And if some gambling sounds good too, I mean, yeah. I mean, please fall for a good cause. And Tiffany, you said this is the first ever one. Was there a big gambler? Did somebody take inspiration from a trip to Vegas? I mean, where was, you know, the inspiration behind this event? Because it's a cool idea.
Sure. So actually, our president and CEO attended an event with Upstate Vegas being there and thought, well, wow, this is a lot of fun. It's casual. It's not stuffy. It's not, you know, presentations or speakers or things like that. It's just a really fun night and to go out and have a good time, but also, you know, celebrate and raise money for a great organization. So we kind of, you know, leaned into the community, saw that these events are happening and they're fun and people are really excited about it and thought we should be doing that too, for sure. So here we are. First time ever, but we do have, you know, for a first time ever event, we do have some wonderful partners and corporate partners that sponsored this event. We have Thorley Wealth Management, the Ide Family of Dealerships, Bonadio, CPAs, Anderson DeBose. I mean, these organizations stepped right up, even knowing it's a first event, not, you know, we're probably, you know, going to have some bumps and bruises along the way, but no, it should be a good time either way.
You're in charge, Tiffany. You'll be good.
It'll be great, right? I mean, there's gambling, there's fried cakes, there's, you know,
there's an LR.
There's a cash
bar. Exactly. So it'll be a good time. And actually, I want to talk about one fun thing that we are doing at the event, and it's called a Happy Meal Pool. So we have about 50 Happy Meal boxes that have anywhere from, you know, $25 to $150 gift card in them. You make a donation. We're asking for a $25 donation, and then you get to pick whatever Happy Meal you want. It could be a $50 gift card to Aveeno. It could be, you know, just a bunch of different places, local places that stepped up, donated to the Happy Meal pull. So it's going to be a fun little raffle. You know, just again, our community stepping up to help with that too is really cool. So
I'm really hoping I pull the Jiva tickets.
Mm. Yep, there's Jiva tickets in
there. I don't want it to look rigged though if I pull it, but
just set yourself up.
I would be happy with any of them, but I know they're in there. I won't set them on the table.
There you go. So a lot of stuff to win. And even if you don't win, even if Annie pulls the Jiva tickets and not you, you get to enjoy and do it all for a good cause. That's the most important thing. And again, it's the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Rochester putting on Casino Night. It's actually this coming Thursday from 6 until 9:30. So again, if you're listening online, click the link there that you see where you can purchase tickets, or you can, like Tiffany said, purchase tickets online. And again, that's rmhcrochester.org under the events tab. Tiffany, Annie, thanks so much for your time today. Really looking forward to the event Thursday night.
Thank you, John.
Thank you so much, John.
Awesome.